The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
9:32, it's Monday morning, and I want to say hello to Jennifer Barry, who you know as Siobhan from The Young Offenders, among other things. Jennifer, nice to talk to you again. How are you today?
Hello, how are things?
I'm good, good, good. What part of the world are you in as we speak?
I am currently in the dental hospital in Cork in CUH. There's people volunteering today to come in to help out with the emergency patients and stuff. So I'm on reception with my friends Aideen and Ellen, and my mom is in the office inside there. So, and they're turning the surgery into a kind of emergency area as well for the outpatients from the normal hospital.
And you're just there because you have the time.
Yeah, I have the time.
Yeah, no, that's tremendous, and that's the right thing to do. But that's not why we're talking, am I right?
I don't think so. No.
Well, here's the thing. Can I ask what age you are, Jennifer? Just remind me.
I'm 19 now.
19. Okay, and my oldest one is older than that. But down through the years, any of them of your type of generation, I meet upbeat, happy, full of divilment, like yourself, and when you hear at 19 or 20 and you're in college or whatever that the schools and institutions have been closed down for X amount of weeks, the first thing you think is party time, just because you just, well, why don't you tell me, what happened on Thursday night?
Yeah, so, my parents are going to kill me now. There was actually a house party on in Cork City. Now, because I'm not in college, you know, I don't get that many opportunities to go out with my friends. And hearing that they were finished college and stuff, it was a huge celebration for me because it meant that they'd be around more, I'd be able to see them more, you know, all that stuff. So my parents warned me before I went out. They said, you're making a mistake here and this is not something you should be doing during, you know, these kind of times with the coronavirus. Mm. And I just said, look, like, no one's going to have it up there. Like, we're all young. Like, we're not going to give it to each other or anything. Like, that's just not going to happen. And I stupidly ignored their advice.
And what I'm not going to do for the next few minutes, I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to, you know, I just want to hear your story. Had you heard the news or watched the news, you know, were you up to speed or were you kind of ignoring it a bit?
Oh, I suppose you know, when something like this happens, you try to ignore it because you just don't want it to seem real.
Yeah, fair point.
At the same time, then I thought, you know, there were so few cases on Thursday, and I just jumped crazily, but at the time there wasn't that many cases and I didn't think that anyone I would know would have it, so I just, yeah, I more or less ignored it.
Okay, and the domino effect I was talking about earlier on, if you got it, good for you because you'll survive it, but is there anyone in your house, for example, that might be a little bit more threatened by it than you as a healthy young woman?
My entire family.
Tell me.
Okay, so I suppose that when I came home from that party the next day, my dad was just not furious but just so frightened, and he just couldn't believe that I went out. And it was only then when I sat down with my parents and they said, like, your mom's on medication for her heart, your brother has Down syndrome and your sister has asthma, and I'm old, like, my dad is older than most dads for people my age. So it was only then when they said that to me that I was so shocked and so furious at myself. My stupidity has and still is now, because it takes 14 days for the symptoms to come through, and, you know, if I have it, it's already been passed on to them now. So yeah, every day now is kind of a small bit of, I'm living in fear a small bit for my family now because of something I stupidly did.
Yeah. I just think you and so many others did that on Thursday night. You just thought, like, party time, you know.
It's just such, you know, we should be allowed to have fun. But I think now people need to realise that, would you rather be bored or would you rather someone you love die?
Now you have it.
That's the way you have to look at it now. And, you know, if you want to be the person to go out and have the crack and go to these house parties, instead of being the one to take a step back and look after the ones you love, well, you know, that says it all, really.
The sense of the new normal, means that you're doing what you're doing today. You've learned your mistake.
Yeah, hugely.
Clearly. And obviously we all, as I say, it's not a judgment call. It's just simply you did like what so many other people did. There was this footage that came out of Temple Bar in Dublin over the weekend of, you know, rammed pubs and just jammed. And people were just so upset. I don't think they were angry. I think they were upset.
You're ignoring such, not strict, but just such important rules. And
it's life and death.
Yeah, it is. And it's up to us to prevent it, like.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people just need to understand that. And I think that now, since the closure of the pubs, I think it will make a huge difference. But even then, there'll be people in the States, you know, going out to house parties with people, like, people having, like, nightly sessions with their neighbours. You know, it's all great crack. But, like, if you pass it on to someone who doesn't have a great immune system or is older, you know, you're taking their life away from them. Right, basically, it's selfish.
But you're being selfless this morning as you volunteer now. Your conscience is getting better and better with every morning that passes by.
Getting my heaven points up, yeah.
You're getting your heaven points. you're getting closer to the front of the bus to heaven now by helping out there. So keep doing that. It's a lovely thing to do, a bit of voluntary work, as long as you're keeping that social distance clearly and looking after things. Look, you know, it's not an easy thing to come on and admit that you made a mistake like that. But I think what you've done for us this morning is you've helped deliver the message to a lot of people your age, a lot of people like me who own people your age and who love people like you, like our daughters. And we just want, and our mothers and fathers and family and friends, who we just want to mind a little bit more. So, Jennifer, thank you for doing us that favour this morning.
Oh, thank you for listening to me.
No, I've met you a couple of times. You're a great crowd. You're actually a very good person. So there's no issue there, but it was just one of those things. We're all trying to come to terms with what we're dealing with. And that's you've helped us enormously by telling us your story. So thank you, Jennifer. Mind yourself and the family, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Millie.
All right. Look after yourself. I posted some footage of the sea this morning because it was just so beautiful at 7 o'clock. And I just wanted to remind people that the country remains beautiful and that there are places that you can go to walk and get the fresh air. And I see some messages coming in. Went to a beautiful Ardmore beach yesterday, says a text. It was so uplifting to see so many families and children with bikes and dogs playing on the beach. We forget the simple things that are so special. These are the upsides of it. And my friends and I took your advice and went to Clifton and the Sky Road yesterday. It was fab, just three of us, but we got out of the house and got some fresh air. So thanks for the tips from Sinead, Owen and Paul. Well, you won't go wrong there. So well done for that. Miriam, could you put it out there to supermarkets to perhaps use the PA system to remind customers to maintain the social distancing? I was in my local SuperValu yesterday. People are simply not following it. Regular reminders might help save lives. Thanks and take care and stay safe. Stephanie says, as we don't celebrate Patrick's Day in the usual style, maybe people could instead wear something green for the day to show national unity tomorrow. We should try to recognise it in some way. Yeah, well, we're not here tomorrow, obviously, because it's Patrick's Day. Marty Morrissey will be with you in the morning, but I will be here on Wednesday and I will wear green tomorrow. So if you see me walking along, wherever it might be sure to take me up on it if I don't wear the green. I promise I will. I was wearing it yesterday. I always try and wear a bit of it if I can. Anyway, Karen says, as horrible as this poxy virus is, I can't help but notice how incredible the human race is. The majority are all pulling together and showing the utmost kindness and care and compassion for us all. We are all in this as a nation, says Karen. We, the humans that inhabit planet Earth, are amazing. Isn't there that great sense that the globe, something cosmic, reminding us all how frail and human we are in the face of something otherworldly like a virus and what it does to us and brings out the best and indeed sometimes the worst. But let's just focus on the best for the moment because that's a good thing. Can you say thanks to our prison officers, says the text, as they don't have the option of self-isolating or staying away from work? They are always forgotten when our frontline staff are mentioned. Well, they're not actually in the sense that when we did the Late Late Show special at the beginning of the season, to remember and to salute all our frontline services. They were right there too. So, but I'm happy to mention them this morning and to remember them in the middle of all of that. I'm in my early 70s living on my own, says the text. I do video calls on WhatsApp. Brilliant. You're ahead of the curve and you're on the curve. It's lonely not having that other person in the house to talk to at night. Allay your fears and anxieties. I am self-isolating, so no visitors or family. getting out for walks with a friend or two, keeping our distance, helps me hugely. Loads to do, but I miss the human companionship. The parks are lovely and the sun is shining, so appreciate nature and get out for walks. Well said. And my husband and I are in the pub business, and yesterday we closed our doors for the foreseeable, but we had our first walk together ever. Well, now, there's... it took the virus to get you out together. Okay.